Around November 1957, half a world away, a 17-year-old left Croatia with just a few possessions in a suitcase. This girl was Milka Mijak, my mum-to-be, an attractive woman who had endured a not-so-normal upbringing. Born in rural Croatia in 1940, she was one of six children. Her father, Andrei, was killed in World War II when she was three. Her mum and two other siblings died from disease when she was eight. To say she didn't experience much in the way of parenting is an understatement. Despite all this, she arrived in Australia in 1958, worked hard and made herself a new life. Mum, or Emily as she became called in Australia, I love you and all the things you've done for me over my life. I love you for every whack, which broke numerous wooden spoons, and your persistent love. The values you instilled and all the lessons you've taught me have held me in good stead. I often recall your words, and they ring. If you haven't got something good to say, then don't say it. Or, the most often heard, Walter, you're the eldest, it's your fault. I love you for the eggs and bacon you cooked us each morning, and all the lasagnas and roasts. Bless you for ensuring that our dazzling white shirts and immaculately ironed clothes. For all your loving care and nurturing, I thank you with all my heart. My dad, Ljubo, or Danny as he became known, arrived from Croatia in 1960. On the day he arrived, he was offered a job as a painter, found a place to live, and bingo, met my mum. My dad is my hero. He has had demons to fight, yet has shown me that most obstacles are conquerable with the right support. Dad instilled in all of us the values of hard work, perseverance and having fun. He worked hard, probably harder than necessary, but he saw opportunity. Australia was indeed the lucky country for him. Dad's catch cry for as long as I can remember was, work hard at school because I don't want you to be a painter like me. After a hard day of work, he'd come home and kick the footy with us in the park. He'd also take us to play our local football at McLeod, and he'd often be on goal umpiring duties. And oh, how sweet it was to kick the goal through the posts and have him smile proudly as he signalled the goal. When we were little, he'd also let us punch him in the stomach as hard as you can. So as my brother did, he'd like to ram him like a rhino. This was all good fun until the day Steve's aim became a bit low. Poor Dad's groin was black and blue for weeks. If I needed help for support, you were always there. For that, I love you. In your own ways, you are both extraordinary people. Not perfect by any stretch, but I feel so lucky and proud to call you Mum and Dad. Love you for eternity, Walter.